This is Weekend Breakfast.
Happy Sunday.
Three words for you. Change your life. / bring back nostalgic memories. Mammy, noodle, snacks.
Whoa, those were the days, weren't they?
Did they have anything other than chicken? I don't know what else there was.
A mammy noodle snacks. I remember a barbecue.
Oh, there was a barbecue, well. Yes. Yeah. They were sort of dehydrated noodles. They were sort of like 2-minute noodles, but maybe deep fried.
I think they did have the deep fry element to them. To be honest, I was more of a Maggi man.
And me too.
Yeah, I was the kind of guy that bring the chicken Maggi noodles with the flavouring. You always knew where the chicken noodle boy was because he'd leave behind a trail of crumbs and powder.
They're so delicious. They're so good.
Very good.
Also in the 90s lunchbox, along with the mammy noodle snacks, Dunkaroos, oh God, Ovaltinis, eucalyptus drops. Do you remember getting them at the canteen for 20 cents?
I think I was more Sunfruits and licorice sticks.
Oh yeah, licorice was huge when we were kids.
Yeah.
Tiny Teddies.
Yeah, they were good.
I mean, they still have them.
Yeah.
The Go-Gurt. Do you remember those?
Go-Gurts.
Yeah. It's like yogurt in a tube. Yeah. Kind of gross. Space food sticks. Oh, for everyone. Mm. Hundreds and thousands biscuits. Did you ever have them?
I was TikToks.
Oh, TikToks. Yes. Yeah. They're good. Yeah. The Nutella packets. I used to get my tongue in there and really clean that bad boy out.
You would.
You get a few.
You can recycle those Nutella boxes afterwards. Liquid clean.
Literally. Oh, man.
Not a Skerrick left
roll-ups, obviously. Fruity meters. Do you remember them? They were really long and thin and probably worse for you.
Yeah.
Roll-ups.
That was the early signs of when parents were really like, right, I really don't care for children's health anymore. Let's give them a meter of sugar.
Well, no, because I guess the reason that we're talking about this is because lunchbox etiquette has become a thing. And I guess, you know, you and I aren't parents and you see it in the news feed, like a kid got sent home with an unacceptable lunchbox. It's pristine but got one chocolate biscuit in it. And I'm like, mate, what about the 90s? Who had like 15 different types of sugar?
Yeah, those are the days. But a lot of pressure on mums and dads these days to make a healthy lunchbox.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, I'm going to struggle as a parent. Because if I'm not putting 6 LCMs in a lunchbox, I don't know what I'm doing. But I think there's a lot of people out there who are fully blown adults who are still living for a mammy noodle.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll get some. Very occasionally, every, 2 years, I'll be like, I'm doing it.
Naughty,
but I always look around because it's very obvious I don't have children.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit childish, but it's fun at the same time, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, what are you putting in your lunchbox? Are you a 40-year-old truckie who's still rocking the barbecue shapes in a baby pack?
Yeah, cool.
Or an LCM?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'm talking about 90s lunches. Yeah. Bring it back.
Yes.
Bring it back. Also, do you remember the lunch order? You just write your name on a bag.
On a paper bag,
put your money in it.
Strawberry choc milk sausage roll. It was like 60 cents.
So cheap! Yeah. Oh, my God. Bring back the lunch order. It probably still exists. It's just that we are...
Definitely still exists.
30, and it doesn't exist for us. But we were saying that the lunch boxes nowadays are just so PC. You got to have, all the bloody nutritional chart in a lunchbox. But cut to the 90s, everyone was just living for a mammy noodle and an Ovaltine.
Well, you know what I liked about the fruit roll-up? Despite it being ridiculously high in sugar, it took you the whole of recess to chew through it.
Yeah.
So it was actually quite the calorie counter saving in the end because you couldn't get anything else in your gob.
I mean, it was just sugar, though. Fruit was sort of thrown in there.
And then the Uncle Toby's ad with the hammer just smashing down an apple. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. And
I think fruit should have been an inverted commas. But we're talking about what 90s snacks you're still eating.
Yeah, Kenny, hit us with it. What are you eating?
How are you guys?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, I eat Tiny Teddies every day.
Yes, they're so good.
Yeah.
I love me Tiny Teddies.
They're still the same six personalities, aren't they? The sleepy and the greedy, or I think I'm getting them mixed up with the Seven Dwarfs. But they haven't changed over the time.
To be honest, I don't look at them. I just shove them in my mouth.
Where do you work?
Where do I work? Yeah. I work at Autolift. It's a garage door company. Yeah.
Do you bring them out just in the baby packs around the blokes and everyone's cool with it?
I get a couple of weird looks, but it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, screw them. Right. Yeah. Tiny Teddies are for everyone.
All the lads with a cigarette and just Kenny there with his greasy fingers and his Tiny Teddies. D in New
South
Wales. That's
a great visual, isn't it?
What are you eating from the 90s, D?
Hey guys, my 23-year-old son is still on Dunkaroos every day in his lunchbox and his mammy noodles.
Every day?
I pack them. Yeah, lucky he's skinny.
Oh, wait, you pack them for him?
Yeah.
And pack him in his lunchbox.
Is he like on a work site as well with a Dunkaroo?
Yeah. Yep. And he doesn't care.
No.
If anything, the boys all say to him, "Lucky you're skinny, mate."
Yeah.
He's the junk food king at work. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all he eats every day.
There's that one with the metabolism of Usain Bolt, who can just get away with just eating sugar and the bonus that his mum's making it for him every morning. That's the dream.
I'm so jealous.
That's my boy. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
Michael in New South Wales, what are you eating from the 90s?
Still got the Ovaltinis.
No.
In my lunchbox.
Where are you even getting those from?
I've got like a little general store near my house and he still has them.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he's had them since the 90s?
No, they still make them.
Really?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, maybe I should get back around those.
Yeah, those little little chocolate personalities, weren't they? Like, no, Roger, yeah.
They don't all have personalities.
No, they do, Michael. He's like, Roger Dodger thinks basketball is great. It does,
doesn't
he?
Oh, on the back of the pack.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've all got personalities. Sarah on 131060, what are you eating from the 90s?
Oh, good morning. Just wanted to say, Tanya, I just read your book, by the way. It was amazing.
Thank God. I thought you were going to be like, Tanya, I just read your book. It was dreadful.
One star.
Bye. She just hangs up. Thanks, girl.
You literally just said my lunchbox. I still buy the Mammy noodles, the left backs, and as I said to your producer, like, me and my husband are volunteer firefighters. Mm. 2 months ago, we were out on a big night job, and in one of the trucks, in their ration pack, they had Dunkaroos.
Yes!
And the great thing about all those Dunkaroos, the little personalities.
They don't have personalities!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I've been fooled by photography.
Oh, quite a lot of saliva in your mouth when you said that.
I know, I have though. And I think a lot of people do. People would experience this on Tinder a lot. They'd go, gosh, that person's attractive.
Yeah.
They roll in. No.
No. Strong 7 on Tinder, week 2 on real life.
IRL. Mm. Well, I have been looking for a house. And I'll tell you what.
You're in the market.
Well, yes, and I hate it so much. It's so unenjoyable.
Didn't
it's
pick
hard.
You for someone who'd be in the market.
Well, I want to be a homeowner.
Yeah.
And I've been saving for years and I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Right. No, more power to you. Congratulations.
It's stressful. It's... But I saw this house and the pictures, an 8.
Okay.
The property, a 1.
Oh, no.
At best.
Right.
And I got pre-approved because I was like, off the pictures alone. Because
You applied to buy a house that you hadn't even seen.
No. Like, I got pre-approval just in general.
Right.
But I was like, this house is a... Like, it looks good.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. Very excited about the house. Okay, cool. So you've rocked up, you've gone and had a look at it, and
yes.
It's not been what it's...
And can I say, never judge anything from a photo. You have to go.
Yeah, of
course. And I'm obviously glad I went. Imagine if I hadn't have... Because it was a big block, and the house looked pretty good.
Mm.
On the outside and in photos.
Mm.
On the inside, it was, I think, somewhere where people... we're running their own business, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
And people would come at various times.
Oh, selling dirty deals.
Yeah, I think so.
Done dirt cheap.
Also, there's tenants in there. So, it's their stuff everywhere.
Oh.
And also, none of the light switches worked. There were 2 dogs outside, but they were like barking madly in the middle of the day. And it was just, I'm going to call it, no, I can't say this on air. I'm trying to figure out another word for it.
A den. Right.
A true den or lab, if you will.
Okay.
And I was like, people shouldn't be coming through here. And he was telling me that it's a renovator's dream. I was like, enough with the euphemisms. As I was talking to him in the kitchen, I'm not even kidding, a rat ran around the basin of the sink. And I was like,
Okay.
It was a rat!
Yeah, no good.
And he was like... I didn't see a rat. I was like, oh, I saw the rat! Just because you didn't see it didn't mean it wasn't there. Anyway, I bought it. No, I'm kidding.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
It's very hard for me to sort of navigate this next story. And keep in mind that we all get judged on our actions, not our intentions. But let me make this perfectly clear. My intentions were crystal pure.
I feel like if you have to preface a story with your intention, I worry for the story.
It's sketchy ground. It's a bit funny. It's like, oh, man, talking about pregnant woman. He shouldn't be doing that. And I was a little rude to a pregnant woman. Didn't mean to be. I wonder if you could sort of call on all your female cunning knowledge to tell me how much out of 10 maybe I've annoyed this pregnant woman.
I'm so interested to hear. So where were you even to be with a pregnant woman?
No, I was at my apartment. So I was leaving for work in the lobby.
Yeah.
And I've opened the door to the outside world and I've left to go to my car. And as I've sort of letting go of the door, pregnant woman walks around the corner, 9 months, about to pop.
Wow, yeah.
Big belly button, bulbous, exposed, you know, veins around the midriff, full, ready to go.
Was she in a tank top?
Well, I could tell. Big preggers, real ready to go, all right? She's sort of there and I was half in a mood. It was early, I was half awake.
What time was it?
10 a.m.
It's late for me.
Body clocks. And I wasn't really thinking right. And I've got this 7 meter rule because I hate people holding the door open for me.
Oh.
I'm like, you know, it's like if I'm too far away, then I need to speed up. So beyond 7 meters, probably 7.5 meters away. So I thought, you know what? I wouldn't want her holding the door open for me. I shouldn't hold the door open for her. So I've just sort of given the door a bit of a swing back to its maximum amount it can be open, thinking, oh, yeah, that'll slowly, and she'll be able to make it in time, all in good speed. The door doesn't have one of those things that slows the door down. This is a security sort of apartment door, so it just swings to make sure it shuts again. And as I've sort of like gave that last little nudge for it to be massively open, she starts running past me. And I'm like, oh, God, this doesn't look good. And I haven't had the nerve to turn around, but I've just heard the big door slam, like right in her face or probably right in her stomach.
God.
And I was like, oh God, this is not good. Like I should have had a small asterisk next to my 7 meter rule if she's pregnant. I wasn't thinking and I thought, God, this is not good. But I mean, how much would it have annoyed the pregnant woman? I guess is what I'm asking. Because I've heard pregnancy's hard. And no, and I know pregnancy's hard, but how hard?
I'm going to slap a pregnant belly on you.
No, I know pregnancy is hard, but how hard? Because you see...
I mean, I don't know. I've never been pregnant.
I know, but I feel I may have really wrecked that woman's day. Because you see some women who want to like stand up on the... who don't want to stand up on a train because they're pregnant and they'll make a big roar about it.
But they shouldn't have to. People
no,
should
I know,
just
move. I'm not saying it. But then you see another pregnant lady hosting the Brownlow.
Right.
So.
But that same Brownlow pregnant woman would also want a seat on the train.
So she can stand up on the red carpet but not on the train.
You're in dangerous territory. You should have held the door open.
I should have. But out of 10, how much do you think I've annoyed the pregnant
woman? At least 8.
At least an 8. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Knock on her door and give her some muffins.
I don't know where she lives.
Knock on every door and give them all muffins. Okay. You're dead.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I want to figure out on 13 10 60, where did you leave your kids?
Why do you want to know?
Unattended and unspoken for. School drop off Monday to Friday. Then I dropped them off to the little athletics.
You mean like Home Alone style?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yes, Home Alone style, like Macaulay Culkin style, by far. And this is the exact story that reminds me of that because there's a couple who just got back from a very luscious holiday. In fact, the article describes it as blissful. A blissful holiday. Sounds like the Seychelles to me. Maybe Canary Islands.
Could be Bali.
Could be. They're from Germany and they've arrived back after their 2 week holiday. So it's been hubby, wife, and their 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it's not the best dynamic. I mean, it could have been a little bit of fun for family holiday, but at times those adults, they want a little bit of, you know, adult time, alone time, that kind of thing. Nothing like a 5-year-old fun sponge wrecking the blissful tropics of a holiday.
Yeah, and they're expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. Dead weight. You think, will she even remember this trip?
Yeah, true.
Could have stayed home with Nana.
You see newborns at Disneyland, you're like, wait a few.
Yeah, save the ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them in the creche. anyway, they've got back to the airport the way home and there's been a little bit of a miscommunication. Mm. So the German father and the German mother, they take 2 cars to the airport to start their holiday. They've got 2 cars that they need to drive back home after the holiday. They clearly haven't worked out between the two who's taking the 5-year-old. And somewhere in the midst, the 5-year-old's been left at the terminal.
Oh, God. How long was it till they realised their kid was not with
couple
the-
of hours. So the five-year-old's wandering aimlessly around gate 34 thinking, oh, where's everyone gone?
That's awful.
You know, people, obviously officials have picked her up, the police and whatnot, and it's all good. And then they've received a call once the parents have got home going, oh, my God, who's got the daughter? They rang the airport. Have you found a five-year-old kid walking around with a suitcase and no passport? She can't go. She can't go too far.
My God.
And they said, yes, come back. I mean,
thank God it went that way.
Well, exactly. And you wouldn't want that to happen again. I think you get your one shot. Because the thing, I mean, you're looking after a kid for 18 years. Mm-hmm. They've only made a 2-hour mistake. It's a very small blip in the radar.
That's true. Just but it is stressful having kids.
Oh, I bet.
Especially you've got multiple kids. I think it would be stressful. And you may run the risk of losing them. You've got a lot in your head.
Yeah. Mum lost me at Textile Traders once, which is similar to Spotlight. And she was only nipping in, but I thought this was going to be like a full 30 minutes of her looking at fabric. So I just went around the corner and just had a little sit down. I've come out 20 minutes later. She's in hysterics in the car park. Apparently a whole hell has gone on for her in the last 20 minutes, going next door to the shop, looking around shops, calling my dad thinking that I've been abducted.
Oh my God.
I'll never forget her face. Never forget it. She won't either. But that's the thing from time to time.
And you're like, I was just in the like or a segment.
Exactly. Yeah. I was loving it. I'm a textures man, you see. Feeling some of the fabrics. But on 131060, where did you leave your kid? Happens to the best of us.
Oh yeah.
Does it make you a bad parent?
Mm-mm.
No.
Makes you relatable.
Yeah, hashtag relatable and on brand.
So relatable in here.
Let's get some relatable stories on the air next. We're all in this together.
Mm.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Where did you leave your kids? It comes after a story that a German mum and a German dad with their German daughter.
Can I do accents?
You can.
Okay.
Which role are you going to play?
I'm the mother.
Okay. Maybe I could be the father.
Oh, and this is our child, maybe Rose.
Yes, but we're already at home and you don't have Rose.
I thought you had Rose. Oh, no. Where's our child?
Where's Rose?
Oh, no. She's still at the airport. Yeah. Now I sound French.
Yes.
But we told the story with some characterization.
It's a classic switch up.
My name was Marion.
Yes. I think we'll stop right there.
Your name was Greg.
Thank you.
To really round out the character.
The daughter's been left at the airport, and it happens to the best of us at the worst of times. Kayla, in Queensland, where'd you leave your kid?
At the supermarket.
Oh.
I reckon
in the park, like in the car park.
Oh, no.
In the car park?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was going to say, in the supermarket, she could probably survive there for quite a few years on the nourishments of the lettuces and the cans of baked beans, the non-perishables. But Anne in the car park,
come back when she's 24.
That's dangerous territory, Anne in the park.
Yes.
How long was she there for?
Probably about just less than 5 minutes. Like, I thought I had her in the back seat. Mm. Yeah. And I was telling her off, and I was like, and then I like turned around, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I had to turn around and go back.
That might have been your subconscious there.
Yeah.
She's just standing there. She's like, I can't believe you left me behind.
Oh, no, I can't either.
And that's one of those stories she'll probably always bring up. Remember when you left me at Coles?
She does. Yeah. Every time.
It's classic Emma.
Supermarket, she's like, don't leave me behind.
Yeah. Thanks, Kayla. Kimberly on 131060. Morning. Where'd you leave your kids?
Well, very similarly, I was out shopping and they have a drop-in shop at one of our supermarkets, a lovely little shopping centre. I've got twins, girl boy twins.
Okay.
And so, you know, you don't take two-year-olds when you go into the trolley shuffle. So I popped them into the drop-in shop for a bit of a play. Off I go, came back with a nice big full trolley. They let me know that lovely son needed to go to the toilet and we were toilet training. So I said, look, I'll just leave her there for a second and I'll take the twin boy to the loo. Off I went, trolley and boy. We were in the toilets for like 15-20 minutes, no action, I might add. You know, very frustrated.
Typical.
So, you know, the ice cream's melted, the steak's gone all hot by now, and all I can just think of is just getting home and getting my, you know, massive trolley full of shopping back into where it needs to be. So off I took him and I, to the car, loaded it all up, ready to go, safely packed away. I look backwards, you know, reversing out of the car park, empty car seat. Oh, my Lord. Thankfully, she was in great hands.
Yeah, true. She couldn't have been in
myself. She couldn't have been in a better area. My kids come in a pair.
They come in a pair.
They've always got to be two of them. And I look back and I think, oh, my God. And the Matthew was just looking at me to say, you know she's not here, right? Like, I'm sure he knew. you know, there's a spare space beside me. Yeah.
Or it was like, I see back. You've chosen the superior twin.
They did say, yes, I know, it's horrible. But no, they're very equal, my two, of course. But yes, red-faced, quickly had to pop him back into the trolley and we quickly shoved on down and picked her up as if none the wiser. And I did just pretty much basically left without my daughter.
Yes, but you left her in a daycare, not in a shark enclosure.
Well, yeah, I did kind of fit. Yes, good point. I feel better about that.
This is Weekend Breakfast.